This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. Hump day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, finally, they decide to throw down. coming to us from Western Nevada County, California, in a newspaper called The Union, we get to hear an editorial, the likes of which most of us have never seen before. And it's amusing in its content, believe me. This is by a pilgrim named Greg Littell. Supposedly, a gun owner and target shooter. He writes that the idea of an armed rebellion in the U.S. is ludicrous. He states this because he's trying to debunk Ben Carson's claim that America will never suffer under tyranny because the people are armed. Littell believes this because, unlike in the Revolutionary War times, the arms disparity between a tyrannical government and citizens is so huge that the idea of armed rebellion is ludicrous. He uses that word over and over and over again. After reading the rest of his insane clown posse rant, Inigo Montoya line comes to mind. He sort of sounds like the Borg. Resistance is futile. Here we have a progressive keyboard commando pointing out that the government, after all, has nukes. Now, most of them rarely go beyond this. They don't want to go beyond this because they're a little afraid to, because they actually have to imagine what happens then. Littell, refreshingly, has no problem going full-on totalitarian. He assumes that the military is part of the tyranny, which it would have to be for tyranny to have any meaning, and any rebelling national band of patriots would be told something like, "You either lay down your arms or the entire city of Dallas, Texas will disappear. You have 1 hour. If you continue, the next city to disappear will be Atlanta, Georgia." The only thing that would save us from such a ruthless tyranny would be to employ Gandhi's tactics, of course, as if totalitarians who would wipe out city after city in order to bend all of us to our will would suddenly be thwarted somehow by peaceful refusals to report to work. Had the Japanese gotten as far as India, Gandhi's theories of passive resistance would have floated down the Ganges River, along with his, you know, his bald, sheet-wearing, bayoneted, beheaded carcass. Okay? But he went to the trouble of outlining his final solution. So, let's look at some of the interesting things that go along with it. First of all, whenever the progressives really want to go this way, this always seems to involve mass exterminations, doesn't it? Entire cities. So instead of just dismissing it outright, why not examine it? I did not realize that Dallas, Texas, or Atlanta, Georgia, is the hotbed of militia activity. Any sort of rebellion that would kick off would be a guerrilla thing, and it would be decentralized to a very high degree, and it would be highly distributed, this modern resistance. And for some reason, he thinks this is going to work in the basic infantry squares, the basic grid squares you see on a map. So he's going to wipe out opposition by vaporizing cities that respectfully voted overwhelmingly for Obama and that both belong to Bloomberg's Mayors Against Your Guns. He seems to miss that. He might want to examine that premise. He might also wish to explain to the union readers why his grand plan for demanding obedience disproportionately kills minorities in comparison to demographics for the general population. Per 2010 race and ethnicity stats, non-Hispanic whites make up 63.7% of the population. In Dallas, they comprise 50.7%, and in Atlanta, 41.8%. That's a whole lot of black Americans and brown people getting killed, getting vaporized. A lot of Democrats, a lot of politicians, a lot of police, teachers, doctors, firefighters, union members, children, elderly. Now, if that kind of collateral damage doesn't qualify as a genocide war crime, then the concepts are meaningless. And the U.S. government has come up with war justifications by accusing Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad of much smaller exterminations against their own people. Now, what American wouldn't take up arms against such monsters doing that on a huge scale here, aside from the cowards and the traitors? And, since he brought up the whole thing about the military being involved in it, the military only has to follow lawful orders. The lawful orders are set out, is based upon allegiance to the Constitution. Based upon that, if that actually were carried out to its nth degree, that means the entirety of the military deserts or turns their weapons government-wide, towards the government instead of towards the people. Maybe because he's so right about everything else, as he's struggling hard to be right. He could give us a credible estimate of how many would obey orders to leave Dallas and Atlanta and move, and more, as opposed to placing the crazy commander in chief proposing such insanity under arrest. What makes him confident the service personnel, even those who aren't active with the Oath Keepers, would set off nukes in places where many of them have family? You might also let us know how many military personnel will have to be redeployed domestically from overseas and what will happen to the area of operation they vacate. And this would have an impact on U.S. foreign policy. It'd probably be a good idea to give a best guess about opportunistic competitors like Russia and China, what they'll be doing, as well as outright enemies like ISIS and Iran and North Korea and all these others. And let's not forget about the economic collapse that would come just from nuking one city. It would be great. There would be millions of very angry people in the streets, and they're all going to be looking towards the government. But the most insane disconnect from reality here is that armed citizens would not stand a chance. He's been wrong about everything else. If 1% of us stand up to them at the 100 million mark, that's 1 million strong. That's an army. Million angry people with guns. And for the most part, these are going to be the serious people with the guns. These are going to be the ones that have trained, prepared, have kit, maybe have a big, military background, hanging out with military people. And these types of citizens are everywhere, prepared to act on their own initiative on targets at times and places of their own choosing. None of this falls into his thing, but it's quite amusing to watch the totalitarians with their little scenarios. Way to go, Littell. You made my day. Happy Veterans Day. He's pointing this out to us. Thank you. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You can tell that they are getting desperate, because now they're getting just like that editorial I just talked to you about. Some of the stuff they're picking and choosing is pretty stupid. Let me say this. I would really prefer that there be no censorship in the United States. None. Okay? Back in the day when it wasn't nearly as bad, and there wasn't nearly as many choices, there wasn't nearly as many options out there to get it, but before it really got bad, you know, most people didn't look at that stuff. Whatever that stuff might be, whatever the forbidden taboo subject may be. There were some that, yes, they did, and they will still do it. They're going to do it throughout life. My problem with censorship is that censorship always goes, it always gets communistic. If we can keep you from knowing this, then these are some other things you don't need to know. These are some other things you don't need to see or hear or look at or know about. And that's my problem. When I saw this news piece, this coming from CBS 46, the Atlanta CBS TV affiliate, I took off my glasses and rubbed my eyes, and I cleaned my glasses, and I put everything back in place, and I read it again. I was like, oh yeah, I got that right the first time. You see, here's the problem. The big problem nowadays is that all gun magazines are pornographic. This is an attempt to amp up the culture war against gun owners by trying to convince the citizens, not of Manhattan or West L.A., but Atlanta, in this particular case, that gun hobby magazines now fall under the category of pornography. Probably because a lot of them fall prey to the same thing that some of the car magazines, cars are, if you want to call them an offender, they do it too. Lots of people do it, though. Lots of people do it. And that's because, and this is all about the scantily clad woman, the scantily clad young tight woman. CBS 46 reporter on the street, Karen Green, helpfully informs viewers: gun porn is described. Of course, she doesn't tell us by whom it's described as such. As photos of guns that describe them in the same carefully posed and lighted manner as the models in traditional pornography. She interviewed passersby on the street for their reactions. 130-ish black American man observed, "Some people may get really excited about this stuff, but I think it's their right." A black American woman of the same age seemed frightened. "Gun violence is what popped in my head. This is scary. Pictures." A Caucasian man, evidently in his early 20s, had a more scattered view. "Say the mom is buying milk or whatever. The kids, you know, on the next aisle over having this, looks at some gun magazines in his hand as a TV prop, where they can just rifle through it a little bit. You know, with a straight face, Green breathlessly tells viewers that CBS 46 investigators went undercover to Publix, Kroger, and Walmart to find gun magazines. They found 15 gun magazines at eye level and easily accessible to women. So far, there's been, except, well, I guess maybe here, there's been no media commentary on how this hoplophobic message is received in the suburbs of Atlanta or pretty much anywhere else in the broadcast range of CBS 46. Might be a good laugh for the folks in Kennesaw who like their guns so much they passed an ordinance in 1982 requiring every household to have at least one, ammunition included. Here's the thing. These are the same guys that will run pictures of Miley Cyrus on the red carpet at an MTV event where she's just wearing some chains. Or they'll play ad nauseum Wrecking Ball where she's slamming through a building wearing a pair of combat boots and nothing else. This is straight out of the gun control playbook. This is this is pure up propaganda. you're up altogether there, propaganda. Don't we have various movements of, I mean, we have so many different movements going on in the United States. We have some movements that want to run around naked, and others that can't have that, and those people must be strung up, and let's breastfeed in public, and oh my God, you're a moral woman, and all this other stuff. We got, for every movement, we got a counter movement. And the fact that some PR people in the gun industry looked at the way the car industry does certain things and said, you know, even though it has nothing to do whatsoever with horsepower or mechanicking or the tires that are on the car, we can put a bikini model beside it and that cover will sell. And that's what they do. That's what they do. You know, you need, if you're going to look at this and say, this is a problem, Bill, this is not something that I would employ. When I was trying to sell T-shirts for the show, which was a big joke, I had some people that offered to take my T-shirts and put them on scantily clad women. And while I thought about it for a second, I was just thinking, well, you know, wait a minute. This isn't what I'm about. It isn't that I'm not about scantily clad women. Far from it. But what I am about is I'm more about, you know, that kind of thing to me is a subterfuge. That takes away from the topic. Takes away from the content. I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. So I didn't do it. Now, if somebody wants to do that, if they're highlighting a new gun or something, I mean, they do it through various ways and means, and it works. It does garner the second look, which is very important in advertising. Advertising is all about subliminal grabbing of the mind. And that's one way to do it. So, you know, this is another thing where they want to, you know, this is another part of the culture war against guns. Guns cause death. We can make guns like cigarettes. We can make guns like this. We can make guns like that. We saw this with Operation Choke Point, where they wanted to lump guns in the same category as payday loans and pornography, by the way. So them getting out there and looking at this doesn't surprise me. Gun magazines that, like Recoil and Trigger and Firepower, have sort of reinvented themselves. They looked, and you know what? I think a lot of them have been based upon Maxim. Maxim magazine, which has an outrageous readership, if you will, got out there and they took men's magazines and they threw in a couple of strategically placed women and exploded. And these guys are just looking at the formula and going along with it. Not quite pornography, I don't think. All the reaching. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. University of Missouri seems to be having a lot of issues nowadays. They think they had a little strike to get rid of their football players struck, I think, to get rid of their the president of the university, and they caved on that one. Now, the college's police department has sent out a new email to students advising them to call the police if they witness any incidents of hurtful speech. The email arrived in the inboxes of Missouri students Tuesday morning, and copies of it were quickly posted on Twitter. From the MU police, this is it verbatim. To continue to ensure that the University of Missouri campus remains safe, the MU Police Department is asking individuals who witness incidents of hateful and or hurtful speech or actions to call the police immediately. If you're in an emergency situation, dial 911. Give the communications operator a summary of the incident, including location. Provide a detailed description of the individuals involved. Provide a license plate and vehicle descriptions, if appropriate, if possible. And if it can be done safely, take a photo of the individuals with your cell phone. Delays, including posting information on social media, can often reduce the chances of identifying the responsible parties. While cases of hateful and hurtful speech are not crimes, If the individuals identified are students, MU's Office of Student Counsel can take disciplinary action. So, for those of you who may be considering the University of Missouri, if you send your child there, remember this, they're not going to be able to say what they think. They know it's not a crime, but they're going to target them. And if they do not kowtow and, you know, walk the politically correct line, that's going to impact their ability to have an education. Now, there's a couple of big problems with this. I have read countless articles about the hovering parents who get out there and stay with their little darling forever and ever and ever, and even go with them on job interviews. And then that child, when faced with a real-life situation that needs some quick decision-making, is incapable. They're not capable of going on a job interview. They're not capable of buying groceries on their own. They're not capable of getting up in the morning, apparently. Taking these students and putting them in a situation where they're trying to turn everybody in that might be saying something that doesn't follow a particular thought process, this is opening up the door for them to really be shocked in later life, because they won't stay at the University of Missouri forever. They will eventually enter the real world. Unless they get tenure, of course, they could be a student, then be a teacher. The Missouri University Police are essentially telling students to make a criminal report of any hurtful behaviors, even though they know this is not a hate crime. And they're going to target the students if they can catch the students doing that. This is tremendous overreach. They are a public university. They're bound by the First Amendment. They're taking taxpayer money, which the First Amendment guarantees the right to free speech. Court rulings on such matters have repeatedly held that public colleges cannot punish students for otherwise legal speech and expression they engage in outside of class. It is becoming a very chilly environment for free speech and expression in colleges, lately at Missouri University. You know, there was a gang of students video went out with a gang of students led by communications professor Melissa Click attacking a cameraman attempting to cover an on-campus protest in a public area. She turned around with her little pinched face and called for some muscle to help eject this guy. Any of you that want to go film one of these things, contact me. Now, it's not going to be free. Okay? Contact me. And I will get some of my colleagues, and we will provide security for you, so when the pacifistic mob comes for you, we will repel them, and you can just film to your heart's content. And they will be faced, but do not despair. We will not be attacking them with harsh language. Oh, no. No. We will be attacking them with something that they probably is about as equally prepared for. True physical violence, not live violence, directed violence. We will be targeting certain players that we know are the ones that everybody's following, and we will take them out badly. And then we will look to Melissa and say, Melissa, you got any other students you want us to break for you? This kind of stuff cannot be allowed to go on. If the nation's youth is the future of the nation, we are killing the future. We're not allowing them to be prepared the same way you and I were prepared when we were children. When I was a child, if somebody jumped on me and started beating me up and I did not beat them or at least try to fight back, I got in trouble. And there was no stigmatism in failing. There was just stigmatism in not trying. Effort matters. Now we reward everybody for showing up. And now somebody on high can decide what is proper speech and is not proper speech. And then we've got the cops getting complicit in it, at least at Missouri University. And, they're out there saying, see something, say something. Okay. The first thing that should happen with any of these public institutions when this begins is they should be given a 30-day notice. to remove all of this offensive, anti-constitutional junk out of the way of their day-to-day operation, or taxpayer dollars cease. Taxpayer dollars cease. Colleges and universities, and I don't care if they're in Michigan and they want to ban guns where it's okay to have guns, or if they want to ban this or ban that, or in Texas or where they don't want to have guns, or if they don't want to have free speech here in Missouri or wherever it is, they are not islands. They are not, they're not diplomatic compounds. They don't get to make up their own law. They don't have immunity from it. You're taking money from the public till. Your laws and regulations are going to reflect the public till. The same rules that everybody lives with. And like it or not, no matter what you may think, the Bill of Rights is not due or subject to polls, public opinion, things like that. Sorry. You're not as evolved as you think if you put a little pinched-faced, pale, pasty, emaciated-looking waifish teacher that, I mean, I've seen her resume. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, her resume. Some of the stuff she lists on the resume. That's like me listing on my resume, had bowel movement after successful heart attack. You know, that's a very important part of the recovery process, but it's, you know, it's not like an accomplishment. I'm sure there were plenty of people before me and after me that did the same thing because they leave the hospital. That would go on Melissa's, her curriculum vitae, if you will, on her resume. So, okay, University of Missouri, we can play that stupid game too. You restrict free speech, we'll try to restrict your dollars coming in. Enjoy. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis. but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, welcome back. I was just reading something stupid. the only depressing part is where it originates. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You may have noticed that some of my topics today seem to be a little more cultural. You know, perception-based, depending on whose viewpoint they're coming from. And that's because today's Veterans Day. And my way of thinking when I joined the military was that we had a war coming. This was after the Beirut, Lebanon, Marine Corps barracks bombing. We had a war coming and that I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to protect the nation. I wanted to do my part. And that's why I joined. And I don't know why every other veteran joins. I have certainly served with people that did that, that joined for that reason. I've served with people that joined for the benefits, for the educational benefits and some other things. So it doesn't really matter why you join. The mere fact that you do it is what matters. And most of the ones that I know today, now they may, you know, especially the ones from my time, with very few exceptions, we have literally beaten ourselves to death. We're not quite in the shape we should be in, that we'd like to be in, but our minds are still the same. And in our mind's eye, we look at liberalism and anything that's anti-constitutional as something really, really bad and sort of a betrayal to the service we gave the country. So this is sort of a salute and an acknowledgement that, one, it's Veterans Day, and the veterans of the United States are still watching the United States. Two, this is the kind of stuff that makes us shake our heads. Everything I've talked about so far and I'm about to talk about makes us shake our heads and wonder what exactly is going on here. Now, this next part is about something called the Works San Jose Gallery exhibition that's going on right now. It's called the American Gun Show Exhibition. And in this, what they say they're attempting to unwrap the complexities with artistic responses lying at the intersection of technology, free speech, personal liberty, and national identity, this hobbyist's fetish of the world of guns. Of this, what they write is originally envisioned by the founding fathers as a tyranny deterrent. The gun has since become many other things: the criminal's trusty tool, the hobbyist's fetish, and depressingly, the police force's preferred weapon in its dealings with African Americans. And although the NRA and responsible gun owners may point to hunting as a positive use of firearms, the reality is that the gun just can't seem to outgrow the reasons for its invention ending human life. That's the way they look at it. And then we see these various renditions of what they call art. They have some ammunition-shaped lipsticks. Not a bad idea, actually. That would probably sell. They take the Liberator pistol that Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed designed with the 3D printer, and they do some things with that, sort of satirize it, turn it into art, if you will. Then there are some that take a gun and turn it into a sexual symbol, if you will. If you look at the barrel and you think about a male, there you go. You leave the rest to your imagination. There's one rendition of where they take an Uzi and turn it into a crucifix, complete with Jesus hanging on it. The machine gun Jesus Gold is what it's called. The Creator's Project, as this is called, was the impetus for the show. And part of it was Morgan's thoughts and observations on guns and gun culture, primarily focused on the 3D-printed Liberator gun, a 38-caliber pistol, according to them, which it was never more than a 22, by the way. When Wilson made the Liberator files available, Morgan went through the process of printing and piecing together its various parts. In the process of assembling the gun, I was struck by the mechanical quality of it and the immense amount of engineering that went into it. It was truly sublime, being awe-inspired and terrifying. Okay. The question I was left with about the file being restricted as a munition was that what is a gun? And this question finds its way into the exhibition multiple times in the Mini Liberator and a few other works. The tension between the First and Second Amendment almost becomes an interesting focus as an artist. If you look at what we have with some of this stuff is quite imaginative. And some of them get out there and say, hey, my dad was in the army and he had guns all over the place. So, you know, and of course, this is where we get out there and say, I know about guns, and there's some guns that are painted, and or some renditions of guns. These look like airsoft pistols, where they get out there and they've got on the slide, God bless our God. And here's, I don't know exactly what that is. That looks like it's on a gimbal for a camera. So in any event, there's a gigantic, enormous paper gun. In any event, here we have this little thing happening, and it's another take on guns. And here we have the pièce de résistance, if you will. Here we have a mom who joined the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, and she says we live in a gun-sick society. She talks all the major talking points, all the major Meinenberg talking points. And, you know, she doesn't care that these things may not stop gun violence. That's not why she wants them. She wants them because they're tired of the intimidation of gun owners. By us merely wanting to own guns and not being afraid of them, we intimidate the hoplophobe. They don't like being intimidated, you know, all the time. If you go certain places, if you end up certain places and it's liberals, they'll take pictures of you. They'll take pictures of you. Now, if you turn the camera around and take pictures of them, well, they don't like it. That becomes intimidation, too. They don't like intimidation. It's okay to intimidate you, but it's not okay for you to turn that around. Or, in other words, to fight back, if you will. A la University of Missouri, for example. They note that one of the people videotaping was Shane Ballinger. We're the ones that get called enemies, gun grabbers. We're the ones that you say are sick. You're the ones that call us criminals in waiting, and we're compensating sexually, and we're doing all this other stuff. You're the ones saying that about us. It was only a matter of time before we began to take notice and realize that we have to identify you. And just be aware of what you got going on, because you can't control yourself. You can't handle the freedom that you're given because you abuse it. You think imposing your will upon me is the smartest and best way to go, and I'm not having it. Sorry. I'm not having it. So, you know, talk all the mighty bird points you need to talk. If it keeps you warm at night, I hope so. Anyway, enjoy. Coming up next, The World According to Second Call Defense with Shay Maloney on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.